Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Mr. Mikhail's Manor of Mischief, Magic, and Mystery, the podcast where we talk about music, the occult, and just day-to-day life. I am your host, Andrew Mikhail, and welcome to the 6M Podcast. And we're back. Welcome, everybody, to episode 40. 40, that's right, 40 of the 6M Podcast. Hope everybody's doing okay out there. It is November 25th, 2020, the day before Thanksgiving. Thanks for giving, because all I do is take. And also, being that this is episode 40, and November 25th, November 24th marks 1 year of Mr. Mikhail's Manor of Mischief, Magic, and Mystery. 1 whole year of this, of me talking into a mic, telling you guys some of my thoughts, thought patterns, emotions, gripes and grunts, and a little bit of debauchery and a little bit of occult knowledge in a way that you can take it in pretty easily. And being that it is 1 year of the podcast and also the day before Thanksgiving, I kind of wanted to make this episode a little bit of a introspective episode on the past year of doing the podcast, and also riff on, you know, what I'm thankful for, just a little bit, nothing too crazy. Last week's episode with the lizard, I was experimenting yet again, being that this show is only a year old. Some of you may have noticed, wow, jumbling my words a little bit, but some of you may have already noticed that this podcast has kind of been all over the place. A lot of experimentation, but I mainly wanted to address the fact that given that I don't really get a lot of feedback about the podcast, even though, you know, I've tried to make this essentially an open forum for everyone that listens, I really don't get a lot of feedback, which is disheartening to say the least, but I get it. You know, everybody's doing things, everybody's busy, everybody, you know, really doesn't want to leave a review or a rating. You know what I mean? I get it. Listen, I get it. I'm not the type of guy to comment on YouTube videos that I dig. You know what I mean? So I've been kind of flying in the dark, but at the same time, I see how many of you out there are listening to this podcast, and it grows and it grows and it grows. And to be not, I mean, the least I could say about it is that I am shocked. Just a side note, I am shocked at all of the corners of the globe of people that listen to this podcast. And to be honest with you, one of the biggest markets for this podcast, aside from the US, is India, which is so fucking cool, because growing up, I used to be obsessed with, every Sunday morning I would watch Public Access and I would watch Indian music videos, Bollywood movies. I still love a good Bollywood movie. And it's so cool to see that, you know, we have such a big following over in India. So I just wanted to say shout out to everybody over in India that is listening to this. I see you and I appreciate you. And also even South America. I think mostly Brazil. A lot of people in South America listen to this, and a lot of people in South America love Serpents US, And that's so fucking cool. And being that when I started this podcast, I really didn't see it getting that, not big, but that much reach as to that many people in the world that want to hear what I have to say. I did not expect that in the first year. And, you know, I'm a part of a lot of these podcast groups and, you know, forums, and a lot of the, I guess you could call, average Joes and Josephines out there that have podcasts about, like, you know, growing your business or, you know, Star Trek or whatever. I listen to them when they speak on these forums, and they say, you know, oh, I've just broke this amount of listeners, or, you know, I've got sponsors for my podcast and I'm at this many listens a month. And I'm sitting here scratching my head for the past year, because I'm like, we have more listeners, we have more reach, and I don't really have sponsors or anything. So I'm not making money off of this, which, given the current situation of the music industry or the landscape of the world, pretty much, it's kind of disheartening. And, you know, I've really been taking inventory or taking stock of the past year, all the time and effort I put into this podcast, this show, trying to enlighten and entertain, aside from my main gig, which is Serpents US, and that fully entails the real enlightening and entertaining aspects of what I have to offer, where this is kind of just more of a easier way to get into it, if that makes any sense to you. And being that I've been in the dark, I've been experimenting a lot. You know, some of you might remember the interviews that I had done with Al Slager, speaking on more of my personal stories from an outsider perspective, a longtime friend. And, you know, I also did the podcast with Jake of Serpents US and also of Lividity, Jake Lanier's. Shout out to Jake. I know you're probably listening to this. And that was a really great episode in terms of, you know, talking about music, conspiracies, or they might even be true. I mean, conspiracy theory is a term the CIA created in 1967 to discredit anything other than what they say. But that was a really fun podcast, and I really, really, really enjoyed having, you know, another musician as a guest. And turns out, like, a lot of you guys love that. But at the same time, like, a lot of you guys that did voice your opinions, you know, said that they prefer the podcast to just be me. And then on the other side of the coin, we have the Lizard and the Wizard saga, started in March, basically, when the dictator-esque state governments started to implement lockdowns on all of us. That also kind of created its own following in itself. So, you know, I do notice certain listeners come back for The Lizard and the Wizard versus my solo episodes. So for the people that have been subscribed to the podcast since day one, obviously, thank you very much. Because each subscribe, each play, each everything literally helps the show continue, and we build and we build and we build, and we could show, you know, sponsors or whoever that this show is worth investing in, and that's not possible without your help. So to the diehards from day one, I appreciate you beyond belief. Again, I had no idea that it would grow to the scope that it's grown in the span of 1 year. But as we all know, we always have to keep going, keep growing, and see what comes of it. But, you know, I do ask, because I had a great conversation the other day over a live stream, or what I like to call now Mondays at the Manor, whether I live stream from Twitch, Instagram, YouTube. I'm not doing Facebook Lives anymore. That was a train wreck. And I do these live streams either from the band page or from the personal socials, all promoted on the socials that I talk about every episode. And, you know, it really had me thinking, like, talking with John from Brutally Speaking Podcast, you know, he had me thinking, like, well, what do you think? What do you think about podcasting? It's been a year. You know, it's not easy, is it? You know, and that's true. I know it might seem like a lot of the times I'm just riffing or I'm just babbling about, but a lot of the times I do beat myself up because I'm like, well, I don't really have much to say this week, or, you know, I'll be like, maybe I said too much and that's turning people off, or maybe I don't have enough guests. And then on the other side, I have to sit there and go, if I get more professional, you know, suit and tie with the guest situation, I have to get legally equipped to have them. And I also, I don't know if you guys remember, this is another thing with the experimentation. You know, I used to feature bands at the end of each episode that released new music, or bands that I appreciate or are friends with. And then that became like a legal thing where, oh, I could get the podcast pulled because of this person's rights are owned by so-and-so. So even if I did get the band's blessing, the owner of said rights could pull the episode. And it's just like so much of a headache. And, you know, I do beat myself up because I'm like, why can't I just, you know, stay on schedule, quote unquote, or, you know, do it like everyone else is doing it. And that's because I'm always flying by the edge of my seat. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but in the past year, that's life. I mean, we're all flying on the edge of our seats. And I'm personally, sometimes to get inspiration on things to talk about for the podcast, I'll go on forums or I'll go on, you know, Facebook groups, and I'll see what people are talking about. And then I start to see red because I'm like, that's the opposite of what we need to be doing. And the holy righteousness of some of the people's opinions on some of these outlets is baffling to me. So yeah, sometimes I do speak up. And then, you know, we'll go back and forth. And then I'll be like, you know what? This is something I should expand on the podcast. And that's what I do. And it gives me some sort of peace. But that shit takes time, you know? That research, that inspiration. You know, I could sit here and babble about stories that mean nothing to you. I could sit here and get guests that, you know, just to get guests. But, you know, I'm always experimenting, you know, experimenting with different times of the day to release the podcast, experimenting with different days of the week to release the podcast. I'm experimenting with different lengths of the podcast. Like I said last week, you know, we experimented in the sense that I think the episode was like 30 to 45 minutes. And that's because, you know, I read a comment where someone was like, if you're not Joe Rogan, you shouldn't have a podcast that's longer than 30 minutes. It's like, okay. And I did that. And then that was a poorly performing podcast episode. So if in this past year, you've been kind of like, what's the deal? Like, what it, you said every Wednesday, one day it's 12 o'clock, one day it's 2 in the morning, one day it's 10 in the morning, one day it's 5 at night. You know, it's because I'm trying to figure it out. You know, I want to continue doing this podcast, and the past year, it's been about 41 episodes technically, as we start from zero. So this is technically episode 41, but you know, it really has me taking inventory on what I should do. You know, should I keep it going? Do people care? What do I do? What do I do to improve the podcast? And, you know, you all know that I've bitched numerous times about social media, social media, social media. I've actually warned you guys numerous times in the past year alone, not even counting Serpents US material. Like, I've warned you that what you're seeing happening now with social media and media in general is exactly what I thought would happen in Serpents US literature and also via the podcast. And even the beginning of the lockdown, I knew it wasn't going to get better this year. In fact, as optimistic as the lizard wanted me to be, I knew in my heart that this was going to be a tough year, not only for myself, but for musicians and artists all over the globe. But on top of that, I had no idea that it would be this difficult to stay in the game. And you have your influencers, you have your marketing, branding, whatever you want to call it, influencers that put out, you know, vlogs or podcasts where they're basically telling everybody, you're not working hard enough. Or they're like, oh, well, you know, you just got to keep working, put out content. And, you know, a lot of the time I'm doing these things based off of the advice of some of the people that are in the industry now, compared to when I was coming up in the industry. So being that I'm in my 30s, I'm like, well, let's take some advice from the new school, you know, see what they're about. And, you know, I've spent the past year, you know, dabbling in writing album 4, but mostly trying to create content, because that's the new thing for musicians, right? Content, all vying for your attention. And a lot of the times I'm seeing it straying away from the actual art. So I've been in this hell of a limbo for about a year, and the podcast is important to me. I truly believe that, you know, on Twitter or whatever, people can talk whatever shit they want to me, as they already do. But I can really present myself in a more extensive way via the podcast. And when these people do attack me for literally their own assumptions that are being projected onto me are false, yeah, I could refer them to the podcast and be like, you know what? Maybe you should listen to this episode. Or, hey, that's a good point you bring up that I should explain in further depth on my podcast. So next episode be with this. So I do appreciate and value what I have here. And I would like to continue this, you know, for however long I can sustain it. But I'll tell you this, guys. it's getting worse for artists and bands, and it's also getting worse for everybody. I get that. But, you know, it comes to a certain point where you're like, fuck. You know what I mean? Like, social media, as we speak every day, I'm getting a different email, you know, changes to the terms and changes to the terms and agreements, terms of service, whatever you want to call them. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, MailChimp, Spotify, whoever. Every day it's something new. Bandcamp, oh, we're doing a new live thing. Twitch, oh, you got to be up to date on the terms of service on Twitch. Oh, you got to be up to date on the legal jargon of this. You got to be up to date on the legal jargon of that. If you mess up, you're pulled. You're done. You're out. Or you're suspended. And then your reach goes down, by the way. So it's like, not only do... I'm speaking just about me, okay? Not only do I have to create music, because that's what my actual job is, but I also have to do the podcast because that's something I actually enjoy and that could turn into an actual other job, which I would fucking love. But then on the other hand of things, you know, I'm doing YouTube. I'm upkeeping all the Serpent socials. I'm upkeeping all my own socials. And, you know, they're slapping me with all these different agreements that you have to abide by now, probably because all of these sites and businesses are on trial with the DOJ right now. So we all have to suffer. And they're putting the accelerator on censorship and what they can get away with as we speak before they are formally charged with anything. That's if that happens. But also at the same time, you know, they're changing the, you know, layout of Facebook, layout of Instagram, layout of this. And it's like, okay, so let me get this straight. I got to get up to speed with all the legal jargon, get up to speed with the new layout designs and all the designs with that, get up to speed on the changes to the algorithm with the pandemic censorship or election censorship on top of that algorithm, whatever understanding and the things that they've taken away. And also, I have to keep up the content, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. And then also, you know what I mean? It's just, and then not to mention, we're not playing. We're not allowed to play right now. If we play, the fucking mob will come with the pitchforks. It's insane. It's insane. And all I see is people saying, if you're not putting enough content out, then you should just get out. Or they're like, oh, you're not working hard enough. You should work harder. Don't be a bitch. And I'm like, yeah, I'm all for that. I've spent a year alone doing that. And, you know, I'm not getting anything in return. Nothing. No money from the podcast, no money from the Serpents merch, because we can't put out merch because either supply chains were disrupted in the middle of the pandemic, and obviously you have to watch your money because you can't just buy a whole, you know, order of new merch, you know, because you're not playing shows. And the Postal Service is so busy, or was so busy with the election, and now they're busy with, you know, Black Friday and Christmas. And it's like, okay, so what is a person like me supposed to do? You know? At this point, I'm just screaming into the void with this, you know, podcast. Like, forgive me while I'm venting, but I'm just trying to paint the picture for you all. And hopefully, with me saying just these quick points. They're not even like extensive points of what's actually going on and how difficult it has become for not only myself, Serpents, and I'm sure any of your underground bands that you love. It's just, I don't know what to do. And this year was supposed to be a great year for the band. We had a lot of plans. I had, you know, I have a lot of material sitting. And, you know, it's come to the point where it's like, you know, what am I supposed to do? And hopefully I listen to this podcast a year from now and I think, wow, that was silly, or wow, that's the day you gave up, or wow, that was the day everything magically fucking, you know, got better. But I would be a fool to not document these feelings, because I truly, as a person, and I really hope that there's other artists out there that feel what I'm feeling, and I just want them to know that they're not alone, and I feel at this very juncture in my life very lost. I'm very lost. All I want to do is create, and whether that's the podcast or music, that's what I want to do. All the other shit, yeah, it's cool to do and it's fun at times when it's natural, but this whole thing that we all have to break our backs to do, it's not healthy. Not healthy at all. It's actually quite mean if you think about it. All these people that seemingly understand where you're coming from, or they say that they, you know, put in X amount of hours. It's like, yeah, but are they also creating the images? Are they also editing their videos? Are they also marketing their everything? You don't know. How are we supposed to know? So people like myself, you know, assuming that that's the case, I'm like doing all these things and I'm like, whoa, how does everybody else do it? And I'm not working. You know, I even said on Twitter, I have to probably find a job on top of all of this soon, because it's gotten to that danger zone, the red zone, as Al Slager would put it to me back then. So it really had me thinking, you know, what to do in the future. Yeah. Considering that the future is uncertain on all levels, not just music, but on all levels, which I'm sure if you follow my socials, I do antagonize a little bit, mainly to raise questions or raise awareness. And some people take that as the God honest truth, or my God's honest stance, or my fucking position. But as I've said on the podcast, and I've said before, all I do is raise awareness to the thing that is being ignored. That's it. That's all I do. And it's mainly to enlighten the people who are open-minded enough to listen to it, or to question what they're told, question what they read, question what they listen to. That's the gig. That's Serpents as an entity, pretty much. And it all had me thinking, you know, what am I thankful for this year, this miserable fucking year? Stuck at home, even though I know my rights as an American citizen. Yeah, I'm Middle Eastern, but I was born in the USA, and I know my fucking constitutional rights. But for the sake of everybody else in my life, you know, elderly, family, whatever, I play by the rules in the sense that I do what I need to do to protect them physically until things are a little less open-ended. And, you know, I've spent a lot of my time in the house this year to my own detriment. But if you ask me, if I was the Andrew that was working on Temet Nosse about whatever many years ago in Texas and in Michigan, I mean, I would be out and about and I would not give a shit. But, you know, I'm trying to take care of people closest to me. And, you know, I think that's what people should do. If you don't have anybody that you need to be worried about, and if you're not sick yourself, then I think you should live your life as your rights entitle you to. It's easy as that. I don't know why it's such a feverish argument as to, you know, it's all virtue, essentially. I mean, you could see it yourself. Everybody's posting that they're getting tested for COVID, but do they post when they get tested for fucking STDs too? Your blood pressure? Your fucking prostate? No, you don't. But you're looking for virtue. That's what that is. And unfortunately now, you know, I've lost quite a few people this year. None of them COVID related. Weird, huh? And a lot of them, or almost all of them, were actually due to neglected whatever, like care, because they couldn't see their doctors or their addiction specialists or whoever. And now they're telling people, oh, you have to stay home, keep quiet. Literally, they say, don't shout or play music or sing, but you can go Black Friday shopping. Okay. So it really had me thinking, you know, what am I thankful for in this miserable, miserable fucking year where I literally saw everything I sang about for 10 years come to fruition and a lot of people singing and cheering along for it, for its arrival, even people that listen to Serpents. It's like, okay, did you guys not hear a word I said? I guess not, because I was screaming it. So it's been a really, really, really miserable year for me. Very miserable. And I'm sure for you. Lord knows what everybody else is going through. But as long as I'm free to have my misery happen to me and not have it gifted to me, that's literally the fight to be had as we speak, at least. Isn't that fucked up? How do you guys not see that? I don't know. And the world is watching us in the U.S., because we are the last bastion here of hope for them, for the world. And you can even see some of these other countries, they're rising up against their oppressive governments. And here everybody thinks it's the federal government that's oppressing them when it's actually the state governments that are oppressing them. But that's a whole nother issue. So, again, it had me thinking, what am I thankful for? And, you know, I'm thankful for all of you that have stuck with me, that have accepted me, you know, warts and all, for however many years I've been in the business. I don't know, however many more years I can stay in the business. I don't know. Like, nobody knows anything right now, but you know, I'm trying to figure out my life, trying to figure out what works, what doesn't work, trying to figure out a balance, you know, if I do have to get a job just to pay the bills, you know, what does that take away from, you know, for everyone else that isn't, you know, in the band artist realm, you know, you might not have the same sacrifices to make, but you do have sacrifices, and I understand that. But at least you're probably not shouting out from the top of your mountain that we need to be working harder and doing more. So that's cool. But I'm thankful for the opportunity to entertain and enlighten you all to date. I hope to, you know, have many more years of doing what I do. I hope to expand on what I do and take on different avenues, take on different roles, while at the same time, you know, staying true to my roots, aka music, Serpents US, the podcast now. I'm thankful for my band members. They've stuck with me through a lot. And even our most recent addition, Jake Laniers. You know, he joined the band as a touring bassist in October. And obviously, we didn't do much touring because, don't even get me started on the hurdles we had, aside from getting shut down in March, the hurdles we had to deal with dealing with flake agents, flake managers, flake every, like, it's been a rough hand, and it's been I know one of the occult mindsets is, you know, not to feel what is being done to me, and to turn it around and say what opportunity is bestowing itself to me. And I've tried to live this year that way, in that mindset, you know. That's kind of why I started doing like YouTube vlogs and Twitch now, which I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing with Twitch. I don't know. I don't play video games, and I don't know how to like customize a stream or anything. But, you know, I was trying to think that way. It's like, as an occultist, it's like all of this is being done to me. So how do I see this as an opportunity as it's being done for me? So I expanded on the empire that is the manor, and I diversified a little bit, and I'm thankful for that opportunity, but I'm not thankful for the means that it came by. Obviously, the suffering that we have endured and are currently enduring as of today still. And I'm thankful for that. You know, I'm thankful for that pause, so to speak. But I did not know that that pause was actually like, hey, time to download all new firmware. You know what I mean? That's honestly, that's the best way I could put it. I mean, I should have just said that instead of like the 20 minutes I went in on all the changes in the industry and demands and whatnot. Yeah, we hit pause because we're quarantined, but we had to download all new firmware. There, quote, end. No, I'm just kidding. But another, you know, I'm thankful for my family. As distant as we've all become, even more than we probably already were. I'm thankful for, you know, them putting in the effort to still celebrate things together, overcoming the fear and the hysteria and staying true to our Middle Eastern roots in being that, you know, family is first, and whatever happens, happens, and so be it. I'm thankful for that. And obviously, I'm most thankful for the lizard. The lizard, as you all know, you know, we've dealt with a lot during this lockdown. We've dealt with a lot since the beginning of our relationship, considering that we started dating pretty much after Temet Nose was recorded. So then I had time to like be a person and be a human and get a job to pay for Temet Nose and all the promotion and all of the things that come with that. And then, you know, she stuck by my side in a lot of those times where I had to ponder, you know, giving everything up just to stay afloat, just to stay in the game, so to speak. Or, you know, I don't know. I'm obviously thankful for her and everything she's done for me and the experiences we've had together and the experiences we've gone through during this year, lockdown, whatever you want to call it. We got in while the getting was good. The last thing we were able to do was go to Nam together, and she got to see a little bit of my world. Unfortunately, the day we flew back from Nam, the U.S. started shutting things down, or Chicago started shutting things down, so it all went downhill from there in terms of, you know, experiences this year or growth career-wise or anything like that. And same thing goes for her. You know, she's had a lot of hurdles she's had to go through with all of this. And I'm thankful for myself for being there as much as I can while dealing with the things I'm dealing with. Being there for her, because, you know, no one's ever seen a time like this, and I'm thankful that I was there to spend it with her, suffering with her, guiding her, having fun at times, and thankful for her even hopping on the podcast to, you know, liven it up a little bit, lighten the mood at times. But I'm thankful for her. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for the opportunities that have been bestowed unto me. I'm thankful for all of you that have listened to this podcast. And I'm thankful for my band members for sticking with me and kind of riding the waves as I, you know, make a lot of these jumps off the cliffs. Miles, John, and Jake. You know, I don't know what would happen if, you know, they decided to, you know, fold under the pressures that we're seeing right now. And I'm thankful for the fact that they are still sticking with it and fighting, because just as much as me, they want to perform, they want to be a part of Serpents US, and they want to play for you. They want to, you know, they want to be a part of your life as well as the Serpents movement or the initiates and all that that entails with it. And I'm just rambling at this point because it's really hard to think what I'm thankful for when this is such a odd time, which maybe some of you might think otherwise. Maybe it's easier for you all to pull together some sort of thing, you know, at the dinner table this year. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for this dinner. I'm thankful for, you know, my job. I'm thankful for, I mean, it's all of the same vein, right? But for me, it's a little different because I know I'm a tough cookie to swallow. And, you know, it's no secret that I am of the hermit archetype. And I've lived in the cave for many years, and I pop out from time to time to inspire and enlighten and to whatever. But with the hermit archetype also comes that need for isolation and need for what you would call it, reflection, self-reflection. So this, as out there and in the open I've been, I mean, these podcasts are sort of like my moment in the cave, or my moment for reflection, my moment to collect my battle plan and see what I could do to help you. Because that's the core principle of what I do. And it's sad. Yeah, it's sad. Like, if I died today, I think the saddest part is that, you know, I've spent a lot of half of my life trying to better the lives of others in a environment that is polluted with people that are trying to better the lives of their own. And I get thrown into the mix because that's the market, you know, and I really appreciate and I'm thankful for those people, as few as they are, but they are between, that see through the static and see through the noise and see through the biases and see through the charlatans and see that what I'm actually doing with my life is for you. And the last thing I'd want to do is work a job where I feel like I don't have the opportunity or the blessing to enrich your lives. And that's the worst part about this year, this situation I'm in. And I know we're all in this situation right now. We're all in various situations at various junctures of our lives with various things at risk, various factors. I get it. And guess what? I'm the first person to tell you that I genuinely understand that, because I look at the nuances. I look at the factors. I look at your beliefs. I look at everything. I see everyone online shouting essentially out for help, but they're shouting out into the void. And unfortunately, the only thing that shouts back is usually dissonance or someone just echoing back the thing you're shouting out. Which, if you look at it that way, what are you really getting out of shouting out into the sky? Nothing. Nothing that benefits you. And I see this. I see this all over. And it's sad to me, a person that has dedicated so much of their time to help you see this, that that's not the path to peace, happiness. And unfortunately, hey, you know, like I said, this podcast is growing, but it's not at the point where I'm making money. The band, it's we're doing what we can with what we have. And, you know, we've told people, don't buy merch if you can't, you know, if you don't have the means. And that's what happened. You know, nobody really bought any merch or anything like that. So, if anybody, you should take it from me, a person who's not really benefiting off of anything, Like, I've been doing this for you guys. And obviously, if you've listened to the past 50 minutes of this podcast, you would understand a little bit more about where I'm coming from at this point in my life, November 25th, 2020. And I hope things get better. I'm thankful for the open-endedness that is life. I'm thankful for whatever the future holds. I'm thankful for the present, because that's what it is. It is a present. It is a gift. So I'm thankful for being able to keep fighting, or just keep living, because that's the source of the fight, is the fact that I'm alive, I can think for myself, and I see that a lot of people are in need, and that's the present, that's the gift right now, that's what I see, that's the fact. Everything else is interpretational, I guess. So, I don't know what the point of this podcast was. I basically wanted to say thank you, and that I'm thankful for all of you. And I wanted to celebrate a little bit the milestone of starting something new and from scratch, something I did not know I could do, and I was nervous about doing for many years. And I basically wanted to you to join me in celebrating the fact that I was able to do this, and I feel better every day that I do it, because I feel like I've improved some of your lives. And I've even gotten messages from a lot of you telling me so, and that obviously means a lot. So, at the end of this, aside from me, I just wanted to send a little early Thanksgiving wishes to you all. I don't know what everybody's doing for Thanksgiving. I hope that you can see beyond the noise and see beyond the iron fist that is your state government's wishes. And I hope that you get to spend Thanksgiving with your families. You know, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to be doing, but personally, I'm feeling especially sentimental, and I'm missing human interaction. So I just wanted to sort of say thanks and happy Thanksgiving to you all. You've all supported me personally and professionally, and you've made me laugh, infuriated me at times, but most of all, you've helped me grow. Just like a real family. So I'm grateful to have you all in my life, because we are a family, a dysfunctional one. And I wish I could be there with you all like previous years, you know, being on tour and spending Thanksgiving with people, quote unquote fans, you know, letting us into their homes with their families. I miss that. I do miss that a lot. But, you know, if you're listening to this on Thanksgiving, then there you go. I'm with you. So I'm going to wrap this episode up. I've talked enough. So being that we don't have a sponsor for this podcast, I would really appreciate the next few things from you all, if you can. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast. Every bit helps, and I meant that. And also, if feel free to check out some of the episodes before it. You might enjoy some of the other more uplifting or weird or ranty episodes. So please, if you've enjoyed this, subscribe to the podcast and check out some of the episodes before it. If you have time, please rate the podcast, comment wherever applicable on the podcast. And if you want to join in on the fun, if you want to come over to the Manor, do so while Facebook is still a thing at facebook.com/groups/the6mpodcast. That's THESIXM podcast. I would really appreciate the support, and hopefully we can keep doing this for more years to come. Everything is in the balance. And again, since we don't have a sponsor for this podcast yet, please support my work. Since I'm the vocalist guitarist of Serpents US, all that we ask right now at this very moment, I'm working on some things for this weekend. I'm not sure if I can pull it off yet. We'll see. But if you can, head to our YouTube at youtube.com/user/WeAreSerpents. Watch some of our vlogs, our live streams. I have been posting clips from my live streams on the Serpents page because, honestly, I really didn't see much action from the track-by-track vlog. So I'm trying again. Not only am I experimenting with the podcast, I'm experimenting with all things Serpents, being that we can't perform or have the free time to create as much as we'd like to. So I'm trying to utilize all avenues. So live streams are a thing right now. So we're doing that. So if you can, head to the Serpents YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube, or follow us. I don't know what you would call it. And if you haven't already, head to Spotify and follow us on Spotify at Serpents US, and feel free to throw us on some of your favorite playlists, whether they're workout playlists, driving playlists, whatever you listen to on a normal basis. Literally every stream helps us stay a band. So I don't know however many times I said so, but yeah. If you guys could subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the Serpents YouTube, and follow us on Spotify, that would help me immensely and also the band immensely. And if you want to watch the vlogs, or if you want to watch the videos, or if you want to listen to the music, or if you want to listen to the earlier episodes of the podcast, then obviously that's a bonus. But I'm literally just asking for your support by following. So, all right. Hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving. Stay safe, stay sane. Try not to get into any fights with your family, because you don't want to contact anybody. So be careful. But I don't know. Can you guys tell I'm losing it? All right. I'm done. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week for more.